Although Mrs. Fairfax's words did upset me, I thought perhaps she was right. So, in the weeks before the wedding, I did not let Mr. Rochester hold me or kiss me. We sat together in the library, but I was careful not to show him too much love. Sometimes he was angry with me and called me a hard little thing, but I knew he respected me for my actions. It was not easy, of course, because I really wanted to show him my love. At last, the night before our wedding arrived, I was ready to begin traveling, but I wanted very much to see Mr. Rochester, who had been away on business. I decided to go outside and meet him when he came. In the garden, I passed the large and broken old tree. Then suddenly, I saw him riding on his horse.
"Hello. You see, Jane,"
he shouted.
"You can't do without me. Jump up onto my horse and let's go home."
We rode back to Thornfield together. While he ate dinner, I sat quietly beside him, not talking. After a while, he looked closely at me.
"You look sad, Jane,"
he said.
"Is anything wrong? Are you worried about your new life?"
"No, Mr. Rochester," I said firmly. "I'm not worried about what my new life will be like. It will be wonderful, because I love you. But last night, I had a strange dream, a terrible dream. In my dream, there was a light in my room, and a strange woman looking at my wedding dress. I was too frightened to move. It wasn't Mrs. Fairfax or any of the servants. Edward, it wasn't even Grace Poole. It was a horrible sight."